After another breezy and pretty cloudy day on Monday, we will continue with the clouds into Tuesday and also the onshore winds. But there's going to be a difference in the wind direction on Tuesday. We're going to have more of a southeasterly wind instead of easterly or northeasterly like it's been the last couple of days. And that northeast wind really is harsh. And of course, any onshore wind roughs things up in terms of our seas and surf. But a southeasterly wind is actually going to help warm our temperatures up over the land. So Tuesday is going to be warmer than Monday, even though Monday was about 10 or so degrees warmer than Sunday. Tuesday is going to be more of the same. We'll be in the 80s for afternoon highs after a relatively mild morning, but there will still be some cloud cover around with that onshore wind moving in off the Atlantic. Our cold front moves in on Wednesday, and there may be some showers out ahead of the cold front very late in the day Tuesday. We're talking after sunset and around midnight, primarily out by the I-10 corridor. But the lion's share of the rain will be on Wednesday through Thursday morning. And there is a risk for flooding, especially near and west of Highway 301, primarily out toward I-75. And that's where rain amounts may top 1 to 2 inches of rain. For the Jacksonville Metro, it looks more likely we'll see on average a half inch to 1 inch of rain, which is still a really good rain amount. We'll take anything we can get as we roll into spring and wildfire season for this area. After the rain gets out of here Thursday, temperatures will go down a little bit. Friday morning and Saturday morning are going to be in the 40s, but our afternoon highs actually will be in the 70s every day. And then we get to the 80s, you guessed it, on Easter Sunday. Folks, it's looking like a fabulous holiday weekend. We'll be updating those temperatures over the next few days as we get closer, but plan on a nice one. Those Easter egg hunts Sunday afternoon are looking just fine, and the warming continues even into next week. Expect the 80s Sunday and then even into Monday. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.